Hello.
Hi, Tina. I have the county on the line.
Hi.
Hi. So, we're calling in today for Dominic Blocker. You're speaking to the mom now.
Okay. All right, so I need a social security number or the case record number. Hold on one second. That would be, oh, give me one second. 5-1-2-9-1-4-9-4-4.
5-1-2-1-4-9-4-4.
5-1-2-9-1-4-9-4-4.
Okay, one moment while I bring up the benefits and look for the authorization. Okay, and what is your name, ma'am?
Tina Blocker.
Okay, and your address?
1820 Tomlinson Road, Philadelphia, PA 19116.
And your birthday?
6/17/75.
All right, and then just the last four is the social.
My social?
I thought I was just speaking to a Tina Blocker.
Yes. I mean, you're asking for mine or Dominic's?
No, I was just speaking with a Tina Blocker. Is the other person telling me they're that person?
No.
Because it's a different
voice. I'm Tina Blocker.
I'm
Tina Blocker.
Shira.
Okay, so then I asked for your last four of your social.
Yes, 9058. I didn't know if you wanted mine or my son.
No, I'm verifying you, so I was asking your information.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what can I do for you today?
We're just seeing what else the county needs in order to put this case through. We've submitted all the paperwork and all the financial documents, but it's just looking like, you know, we keep submitting paperwork, but we're not getting anywhere with the county's end. Can you give us an update on the waiver program and what else is needed to continue?
Okay, so I don't see any application pending for that, but it looks like January 27th, the caseworker states, let's see, responded to return call and spoke with Tina and Kevin, who were notified that the only letter received. Do you remember that call, Tina?
I honestly don't remember. There were so many phone calls.
One second. Tina, were you just on the line with Erin, my colleague?
Yes, I was just trying to text you that.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I wonder, how did he find out about the...
I have no idea.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm sorry, County. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Sure. So, I mean, if you're calling to ask questions, I need to get them answered. It's saying January 27th, the caseworker called and spoke with both Kevin and Tina and advised them what was needed for they were awaiting verification. So what I'm trying to find out is, did you submit the verification that they reviewed with you on January 27th?
Yeah, was that with Ms. Banks? The
yes.
phone call? Yes. Everything was submitted. And she, and I emailed her. I spoke with her. I had multiple emails. I had multiple phone calls. She said she hasn't gotten anything. So the end result, the way things were being submitted, it just, she wasn't able to open anything. So we had somebody come out and the support service come out and they scanned everything. And on the 4th, last
yep.
week, and everything was sent in, and
mm-hmm.
this is where we
yep.
are today.
Yeah, so I do see multiple documents scanned in on the 4th. So what now happens is I would send a notice over to let Ms. Banks know that they are there for review. So when they get documents in, I highly recommend follow up with us a couple of days after you submit it so that we can let the caseworker know that they are there for review. It kind of makes it go a little quicker for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll send that request over. The caseworker will review my request within 2 business days. Overall, it may take a couple of days to complete, but I'm going to ask Ms. Banks to reach out to you.
Okay, to me? To me, Tina Blocker?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, now, as far as the couple of days go, is it a couple of days? Because it's already been, like, you know, a week.
Well, they have so many days to review documents, so the caseworker
okay.
has not seen them yet, so that's why I'm sending a request and asking them to review it. Yeah, and they will contact you within 2 business days.
Okay.
Okay, that's why I was speaking. Anytime you send documents, just give it a day or two, call us, make sure we see it, and then we can put them on notice right away.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, but I'll send it over right away.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You both take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Tina, I'm so sorry. Yes. I didn't know that Aaron, he's a colleague of mine. He sometimes helps out. I did let him. I'm sorry. You're hearing so much from us today. Okay. So I guess.
I know. That's okay. I spoke to him, and then he said he was just going to, you know, he was helping out. And so then
yeah.
I was like, you didn't tell me that he was calling. Then I was like, you know, I didn't know who the call was from, but then he knew all my information, so I was like, all right, and, you know, and he called and spoke to somebody, and same thing, they didn't have this, they didn't have that, and I said, well, Shira has the information. I said, the county has the information, like not the bank statements, but, like, the award letter, all that stuff that they already had. I said, they're saying that they don't have it. I said, they do have it because they didn't re-request it. And Shira has it. All that stuff is sent. He said, well, I'm going to reach out to Shira. If she doesn't have it, I'm just going to have you resend it to me, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. And then as you call me now with this lady, I was literally trying to text you saying, what is going on here?
I'm looking at the notes, and it's been, like, updated. And I'm, like, looking. I'm like, wait a minute. I was just here. I'm on this case right now. I'm working on it, like, this second. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. So,
you know, he's a big help as well. He has a lot of contacts down at the county, so his assistance is you know, appreciated. I just want to make sure I'm not, you know, the only downside to having him work is that sometimes he doesn't see the notes that we're trying, like, I'm already moving on the case. So,
yeah. You both are doing it together.
Yeah.
But not communicating.
Exactly. Okay, so let's get down to the business here. They need the award letter for the Social Security benefit, which you sent.
Yeah, but that was already sent. Everything was sent. The only thing that they claimed that they didn't get were the statements. So I don't know why they're saying they don't have anything. Why would they say they have everything prior, but now all of a sudden they don't have it? That doesn't even make any sense.
Right. Okay, let me see. Let me pull him up. County. Horrible. Okay. By the way, I sent out a message to Blocker again. Not Blocker.
Thanks.
I sent it to Miss Bink. I sent her out a message. I tried calling her as well with her number.
Yeah, she might be getting, like, irritated, but oh well. Respond. She's getting on my nerves too.
Oh gosh. Okay, I'm just looking at what was sent. We have okay. I'm trying to pull up everything. Okay, I only have the, I'm looking at just the statements and the hardship letter. Yeah, just seeing the statements and the hardship letter. Oh, wait a minute. Yep, just statements and hardship letter here.
The award letter, everything was in there, like everything was
Was it with the documents, with the financials?
Yeah, there was. It was like an original. There was like, go back to the original email.
Okay.
It was sent to.
I'm blanking out. Was the award letter put with the financial letter, with the financial documents?
I believe in the original one, yeah, because there was a couple of them that were sent. And then Dominic sent, because I can't look at it now because I'm not in front of it.
No,
I'm about to go into the eye doctor. Go back to the original ones that he sent you.
Yeah,
it's in those ones.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so that wasn't there.
And I can't go on my email to check because it was sent from his email.
I understand. I think I know where it is. It's probably with the... Okay, I don't know why this is not opening. Sorry? I have to get the translator on the line. One second. Tina, I'm going to look out for this award letter. I don't see it here. So maybe Dominic could just send it one more time, just that award letter specifically, so I can send it to Erin.
Okay.
If it's going to be, I'm looking through the documents now. The only thing I see here from us is a statement. I don't see any award letter. But it was sent. I remember seeing it. I know it's here. Okay, I have to just do some internal checking. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I have to look through everything.
Okay.
I mean, have a good day. I'll figure something out.
Okay, all right.
But
bye.
If you do talk to him and he's near his computer, he should just send it again just for easy sake. But, yeah, okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.